The National Oceans Science Bowl in Seward has three parts: the quiz bowl, and presentations along with a paper turned in before the trip. The presentations are on 15-page research papers that the students spent all year preparing. The event this year was held February 17th through the 19th. The group flew to Anchorage and then drove cars to Seward on the Kenai Peninsula. The winning NOSB team from Alaska competes nationally. The Petersburg team took fourth place for the paper and presentation and eighth place in the quiz bowl.
We've done better in the past years, but this is our first year without some of our seniors that have gone 4 years.
That's Helen Martin, the team's captain.
Since we're all juniors, we think we did a pretty good job.
It was Martin's third time to the competition, which made her one of the more experienced members of the team.
It was interesting to see how this year compared to my freshman year and how confident I felt going into both the presentation and the quiz bowl.
The quiz bowl is arguably the hardest part of the competition. It's kind of like a science trivia game or science Jeopardy. Students buzz in with their answers to questions. Only four team members can play at a time. Junior Gabe Torres remembers being on the sidelines when he could have helped out.
The question was, it's like plankton is a plural term. What's the term for a singular plankton? And I heard them talking about it because it was a bonus question, so the team gets to confer and like talk. And so they're like, is it just plankton again? Maybe it's just plank. I don't know. And I'm thinking like, it's plankters. I remember this because it sounds weird. And they didn't get it.
Every year, the state competition has a topic that the students research. This year, it was how a warming North Pacific impacts different areas of Alaska. Petersburg students focused on the retreating LeConte Glacier, located near town. Some of the students had been to the glacier through school survey teams and were familiar with research being done there by scientists. Each of the students had a section they produced for the paper and the presentation. Junior Henry Short looked at the economics of the LeConte Glacier retreating and how it might affect tourism.
There's about 1,500 tourists that go to the glacier yearly.
Short found that although it would impact the local economy, Petersburg would still get money from other parts of tourism, like hotels and lodges. Martin found that a future impact would be to the harbor seals living in LeConte's fjord.
Luckily, that isn't something that is happening yet, so they're not being threatened. But if LeConte continued to retreat, the icebergs that they haul out on for their pupping and molting seasons would diminish, as well as a food source for them, because fjords are very productive.
Also on the Petersburg team was Joey Giesbrecht and Anders Christensen. All of the students have to know their stuff. The presentations happen on stage in an auditorium. All of the other teams, as well as the judges, are watching. And the coaches. Petersburg's coaches are Joni Johnson and Sunny Rice. Johnson says although her team didn't have any seniors this year, all the players stepped up to participate in the quiz bowl.
We had Helen this year, who wasn't buzzing in that much last year, who did a great job a few times. We had Gabe buzzing in. We had Henry buzzing in. So, I mean, there were more people buzzing in. I mean, and Joey also. You know, sometimes he has good educated guesses. Sometimes he knows, and sometimes he's just out there. But, you know, it was the definite group effort. And Anders Christensen is amazing. I mean, I think all eyes would often turn to Anders during quiz bowl rounds because his memory is like a lockbox for a lot of things, and he's quite knowledgeable. So, but it was just fun to watch them, and it was fun to watch them have fun and interact with the other teams more than I think they have in the past. They were just a bit looser that way, which is, you know, part of it.
Also at the NOSB event, the students were able to visit the AvTech school in Seward. They saw a virtual bridge on a ship set up to teach mariners skills. Anders Christensen was able to virtually move freight from a boat to a dock with a crane. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.